a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's start it.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. Here is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
wake
this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said one, two, three.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Thank you. I will start my show. Now, everybody, welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Monday, May 11th, 11-11, Veterans Day, and I'm joined here by Brett Morris today.
Salute.
And happy Veterans Day to all you veterans. Thank you for serving, making the ultimate commitment. It's not like you're going to be a security guard at Popeyes. We're going to talk about that today, by the way. A lot of violence going on.
It might be just as dangerous.
Yeah. I don't know what it was worse. If you're more dangerous, a tour in Iraq or actually having to be a security guard at Popeyes. So we're going to talk a little about that today. And I still haven't had the sandwich yet. So anybody on Facebook Live or watching us wants to let us know what you thought of it. Have you had the Popeye sandwich yet?
I have not had the sandwich.
No, are you a big chicken sandwich guy?
I am, but I go to Chick-fil-A. I don't buy into the hype.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, why would you, yeah. Right? I mean, is it how much better than the Chick-fil-A sandwich could it be?
I mean, it's chicken. What are you doing to it?
And you're going
to
risk your life. You're going to go there and risk your life that whether an employee or somebody trying to get the chicken sandwich before you get it.
And if you don't get one and you get mad, you get suplexed in the parking lot, apparently.
Yeah, by an employee, which isn't bad because... I wouldn't mind going there and being an asshole and then one of the employees beat me up. Get free chicken sandwiches for life.
They didn't even beat him up. It just did like one side suplex
on
that
God.
Lady.
That lady was 55. We're going to talk about it. Yeah, we're going
to
get.
Oh, okay. I don't want to ruin your
story.
You
know what I mean? Well, we're going to get into that. If you didn't see it, bone up on that, people at home.
Yeah, we don't want to come
open
too early.
Open up another page on your, some people, somebody said, oh, how can I watch the show? And are you kidding me? Like, when I watch TV at night, I got live poker going on my iPad. I'm checking on my Instagram on my phone.
This is a generation of multitasking.
That's right. That's why I got a fucking bad neck, because I'm looking down at my phone all the time. That's what they say it is. You know, you're part of you have people like the kids today, they're all going to have neck issues like I'm sitting there suffering with, because you're sitting there looking down at your phone. Your neck is tilting forward, and all of a sudden your head feels like a bowling ball.
And here I thought all my neck injuries were from motorcycle accidents.
Yeah, nah, it's just from playing. It's like watching porn on your phone.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Fucking Angry Birds.
Yeah. So, so that's in the news. I mean, this is the shit that's happening. But happy Veterans Day, like I said. I never served. I've never was ever in any. You ever served?
Nope.
No. I was never in the, my plan when I got out of high school was to go to college. I got to go to college, because nobody in my family did before. I had other brothers, and only one of them graduated high school, I think. And one got a GED, and the other one never made. So, just going to college, at least let me do that.
Yeah.
Had I had a brother, all my brothers went to college, became doctors. I might have said, I'm going to be a soldier. Who knows?
That was one of my options when I got out of school. I got out of school in 2012.
Yeah.
So... What the fuck am I talking about? 2002. So it was a year after 9/11. And so that was one of the options.
Well, that's an interesting time to have to make that decision, because there's a lot of people that got real patriotic.
Luckily, it wasn't the same year, because
people did those things.
Somebody did something.
Yeah, some people did something.
That's
people.
One way to frame it.
Ugh.
Yeah, but that was 2 years after, so the kind of the shock and all sort of wear it off.
Right.
And you could see that there was the lies were starting to kind of bubble through, and I just didn't believe what they were selling.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to sign up for a war that I wasn't truly committed to.
Yeah. We do want to get into that. This isn't The View. I did think it was interesting, though.
You're not going to smear me as a Russian?
I watched somebody showed a clip. I don't watch The View. Because I have enough things to be aggravated about. But I was catching. I caught a clip from it. I guess when Don Trump Jr. was on there, and he was promoting his book Triggered, which is interesting. That's a bit I do Triggered. But and it was weird. Here's and this. I always laugh when people are just so ridiculously hypocritical. So yeah. Joey Behar, who was on that show, and Whoopi. I guess the show Don was on there, so they were talking about whatever the hell's going on, whatever. Right. And there was actually people in the audience that were cheering what
Don
mm-hmm. was saying. And Joey Behar goes, oh, everybody calm down in here. This isn't a MAGA rally.
Wow.
Which I went, you know what? It's okay if they're if they're licking your ass from saying something stupid. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, cheer on. That's but the minute somebody cheers something she's completely against, oh, everybody pipe down.
That's like manufacturing consent right there.
You know what I mean? I just, you know, like, be, you know, just.
We don't cheer at certain things.
Yeah, this isn't a just MAGA rally.
Let the people cheer what they want to cheer, and maybe you'll find out you're on the wrong side.
And not that I want to promote other people's talk shows, but I like watching Nick.
DiPaolo?
DiPaolo's show that's on. And he had Ted Nugent on there. So that was interesting.
Ted Nugent is a crazy guy to have on his show. I saw him on Rogan.
Yeah. So, anyway, so check that out as well. Not that, again, not now, you fucks. Yeah, I need you to stick right around here. So, anyway, happy Veterans Day. So, we're going to get to the Popeye story. We're also going to talk about this woman who got arrested in New York City in Brooklyn.
Uh-oh.
That all these people, oh, my God, how dare you? This woman was selling churros. In Brooklyn, a Spanish lady. She doesn't speak English. She was crying. So that appeals to every liberal-hearted person. You know, we'll get into that. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Was that the last part of the opening of the show we're going to do? And then, of course, I want to talk about the have-nots and the have-nots versus the haves and vice versa. The, you know, income
disparity.
Disparity and all kinds of things. And, you know, and a lot of rich people are speaking up. A lot of people come and Warren, and she's like, oh, you know, but there's a lot of people going, I mean, you know, even Bloomberg, speaking of the haves, you know, maybe coming out in the race because, hey, they know they have no chance. Even with all this other shit going on, they have no chance against President Trump.
They're saying how weak the field is, and they're like, well, I might as well get in.
Yeah, everybody's like, I'll do it.
Everyone's waiting for Hillary to come in way late.
Oh, gee, that would just be hilarious. I mean, listen, I would love, here, it's like you think, like, how, all right, hypothetically, could you imagine she gets in? She wins she ends up screwing everybody else out of the party.
Yep.
And then
Like
she did last time, and that Debbie Wasserman Schultz will be her fucking second witch brew. Ugh, every time I see that woman I can't say. So she'll be there saying, how this woman still exists after all the shit she's done. And then she can actually speak with that mop head. I hate that she looks like she always got out of the shower. You know, she otherwise she'd have a fro. She wants to have long hair, but she really has a fro. So you know, then she loses again. Could you imagine? I mean, for the first time in our lives, we'll see a Clinton commit suicide, and it'll actually be a suicide, right? She'd be like, oh, all those other times, it was, I set it up to look like a suicide. You know, that's what it's going to be. So,
how many people have you known in your life that have committed suicide?
One.
I've got maybe one.
One, yeah.
She's got like 50. Yeah. I mean, coincidences are weird.
Yeah, there's a lot. But a lot of people, from what I understand, and again, it's not like I've gone out and researched and actually pulled the death certificates of all these people and actually to validate the stories I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I've heard them, and I'm assuming, you know, but a lot of liberals will say it's all bullshit. That's all fake, phony shit.
They're all coincidences.
Yeah, like somebody was just talking about how they stole money during the Haiti thing. Supposedly the Clinton Foundation robbed Haiti.
Yeah.
And I know of a lot of Haitian people that feel that way, but you know, they have voodoo over there and shit, so I don't know.
There's videos of Haitian people protesting outside of one of her speaking events.
Yeah, but yeah, videos don't mean shit to me. If somebody says that, listen, I don't need anybody to tell me the Clintons are corrupt. I mean, but I'm just saying that, you know, if someone's going to say, well, that's not true, then I can't, just like you wouldn't want to go to war for something. There's part of me like, well, who the hell, like I can say all the shit that's going on one end is all like a hoax and... Mm-hmm. You know, it turns out that the whistleblower that Adam Schiff has been coaching and doing this whole thing, his lawyer in 2017 tweeted, the whistleblower's lawyer already tweeted in 2017 that the coup, is underway. He called it on his own fucking social media post. Now, I verified that, so I'm just saying. So, you know, the question is, what are we watching? What are we hearing? What do we know? You know, I still stick to that philosophy that makes my decisions every day is I don't know what I don't know. So before I go to war for something, before I, you know, back somebody up, you know, before I defend somebody's honor, before I do something, I got to fucking know. Just saying.
Yeah, I would go, but I just don't feel like being lied to for the fact and doing someone's bidding because they want oil. And
well, even, yeah, but listen, it's
like
all
that. Like a regime
that.
Change. It, and whether, it's listen, not what you're telling
all
me.
All I know is there's a big, listen, the bottom line, all that shit's happening because there's still a struggle in this war. It's all about China. There's basically four or five major elements in this globe that are controlling things. and the governments are the puppets of those, you know, and that are carrying all this interest. There's a land grab. You know, everybody's trying to fight for last-minute resources. If listen, if it was for oil, and if somebody was to actually say to you in honesty and go, hey, you know what? It is about oil and actual elements and rare earth elements, where China controls 98% of the rare elements, which makes your phones, a lot of the technology shit. Forget about oil. Could you imagine if he told the millennials, hey, the reason we're really fighting with China is because they can actually control everything you fucking put in your hand and use every day. Do you want that? But these knucklehead millennials are like, that's okay. I trust them. Fucking idiots.
If you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have anything
to
hide.
How do we know? I mean, they're just Chinese. They're nice. They're nice people. The Chinese people are very nice. I'm talking about the government. The ones in
the
control.
The communist government.
The people don't, see, people don't understand. People live in this country. They're very ethnocentric. You know, this country is what, 200 something years old now? What are we, 300, almost, what are we at?
245?
117, 70, whatever the fuck. Yeah, under 300 years old. The Chinese war country, the continent, the is thousands of years.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Let me put that in a human perspective. That would be like, let's say you're an 80-year-old person with a lot of wisdom, still very healthy. You could still run a marathon. Can you imagine if you're 80 years old, you could still run a marathon. You're still having sex every day, twice a day, not with yourself, but with a harem of women. Right, you're jogging, you're shooting bow and arrows and shit, you're doing judo, 80 years old. And then the United States comes around and it's a sperm cell from you just whacking, you know what I mean, from what your grandpa just whacked off on. That is the component of the difference of growth and in time and what happens in the country. So listen, we're a great country, but we're still little kids. So
forget who it was. Somebody had a good analogy where everyone else is already in the club and we're coming in as the new 18-year-old. We just got in.
Yeah. Well, it's like
trying to get
comic.
Drinks. I'm like, hey, you can't get drinks
it's
yet.
Like, it's like in the comedy world, like a new comic. It's always amazing. You know, the more long you're in comedy, you know, you'll find out there's always those people that come in. They're in there for a year and they start telling you stories about, oh, you know what? You got to know this. You got because they start learning lessons and they want to tell everybody on Facebook that, hey, you guys, look. You know, I remember a long time ago as a comic who never toured. And we're having a conversation with another comic who'd been around longer than me. And this comic goes, yeah, when I tour, I looked at him like, what the fuck, what do you tour? What do you mean? Like up and down Atlantic Boulevard?
To the open a little bit of humility.
The last four open mics you've been to? Any rate, so, but anyway, happy Veterans Day. Also, I want to talk about, it's getting cold up north. If you guys are watching it up north, New York, Northeast, the Midwest, North, it's going to get cold in the next week, like 20 degrees. 15 degrees, and it's all because of the impeachment. Okay, I'm just saying. You know, it's like Donald Trump is controlling the weather. He's like,
Russia did it.
Yeah, it's, you know.
You know, Maddow had that conspiracy theory. She's like, what if it's during the polar vortex and Russia turns off the heat? What are you going to do then?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Are you like the female Alex Jones?
What are you going to, are you watching too many James Bond movies?
Yeah. Russia's going to turn off the heat, and what will you do next?
Well, there was some concern about, you know, hacking into our completely obsolete grid and infrastructure. Yeah, but no, our government wants to spend money on senseless wars and impeachment hearings and the investigation to do nothing. We want to act like we're doing something, but we're not going to do anything. It's getting cold as shit. Now I'm going to New York. I'm going to Jersey on Friday morning.
Right.
I'll be at the Verve restaurant opening for my good friend, the Reverend Bob Levy. We got two shows there. So if you're in Somerville, New Jersey, or in the area, I'm going to be opening for the Reverend Bob Levy, who's back at it. He ain't dead. Listen, the rumors of his death are being greatly exaggerated, as they say, someone that quote.
Then you're headed toward New York, right?
Yeah. Mike Sweeney says, who's this monster? He's the size of a man mountain, Dean.
I'm just closer to the camera.
He's just closer to the camera.
It's called perspective.
Hey, get some perspective, Mike Sweeney. Yeah, you're sitting closer to the camera. I mean, you're a big, well, how tall are you, 6 foot?
5'11".
5'11", mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say.
And I'm getting fatter as the days go on.
Yeah, so, hey, by the way, I've lost 10 pounds on my keto diet.
I found it.
Yeah? Well, I gave it to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't eat no bread or anything. I'm eating salads with meat in it.
Yeah.
I'm eating salads mm-hmm. and eating the whole thing. It's unbelievable.
I did keto for a while. It's pretty good if you can stick with it.
Well, I'm just getting used to it.
Did you get the keto flu yet?
No.
Usually, the first week, you start getting, bad headaches.
Why do you got to say that shit to me? Now I'm going to get the fucking keto flu.
I'm just telling you what it is when you get there. Just add more salt.
I'm sure I'm going to get sick anyway. I'm getting on a plane on Friday, but I'm going to Jersey, and then I'm going to hang out with Bob Lee. We're going to try to get a show, but I am doing Dangerfields on Saturday night. So if you're in New York City, I'll be at Dangerfields at the 10:30 show this Saturday night. Don't forget, Off the Hook Comedy Club this Wednesday, and co-headlining it. Mm-hmm. First time co-headlining the Off the Hook Comedy Club. And I got some more plugs into the show. Let's get to that later. Anyway, so it's cold as shit. And I got to make sure I'm equipped. You know what I mean? I'm actually going to bring jackets. You know, as a person who lives in Florida, you don't think like that. You know, it's November. You're like, I'm not taking a jacket. I'll take a rain jacket. You know?
Usually when January, February sneaks up around me on the motorcycle, I got to put on every pair of pants I own.
Right. You're on the bike, yeah. But, you know, I remember one time, it was a few years ago, I went to Chicago for the first time, and it was March. I thought, well, how cold can it be in March? I didn't bring a jacket. We went to downtown with some comics, mm-hmm. and we're I'm freezing my balls off. I had to go into Nordstrom to get a coat
mm-hmm.
that still hangs in my closet, never worn again. Reverend Bob Levy and Altar Boy Almeida. Leave the comedy for the professionals, Mike. You know, why is it when you got your friends around, that now you're starting to do comedy, you got your regular friends, you know, they're accountants, plumbers, carpenters, you know, pool people, whatever. You know what I mean? Lawyers. And then they're with you, they try to be funny. Just fucking balance a checkbook. You know what I mean? just do some torts. Whatever you got to do, but don't try to tell jokes, all right? Leave it for the professionals. Any rate, so that's all coming up. It's exciting. Let's get to the Popeye's chicken thing.
Oh, what's your ideal weather? You like Florida here more, or you want to be in the cold? Four seasons.
I don't want to be in snow. Okay, no. I don't want to be shoveling snow. I mean, last year at this time, I was in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. I was doing shows at Looney's Comedy Corner, and it was beautiful. You know, it's in the 50s, 40s, beautiful weather. As one of the comics said that weekend, it's like, this is the best time to be here because you'll come here and go, whoa, I think I can live here.
and then you get snowed in for 2 months.
Exactly. So it was a great line. So I'm ready. The next on Saturday, I'm planning to go to the Olympic Training Center mm-hmm. in Colorado Springs. I want to take a tour. I was going to take the day Saturday. And so, beautiful night, Friday, cool night. I wake up Saturday morning, it's sleet and snow. I go out to my car. I can't leave the hotel. I got Chuck Taylor's sneakers and jeans. What am I going to go? Where am I going? You know what I mean? And sleet and snow, a Florida boy.
No.
I'm not going to. Where am I going to go? You can't walk in the snow with Chuck Taylor's.
They'll be turning into a tampon in no time. They're just going to absorb all the water.
And I'm going to skate around I'm going to fall on my ass every 10 seconds. So I said I'm staying home. So then of course I go to get my rental car downstairs. Yeah, it's lightly snowing at night. Mm-hmm. I go to a rental car, and there's four inches of ice on top of my car. I'm like, fucking, what am I doing? I don't know what to do. I'm a Florida guy, so I almost got hot water from the coffee maker and poured it all over it. And that would have just shattered the windshield, right?
I was
going to
say, probably going to shatter the windshield like that.
I remembered. I'm not that stupid.
You're just going to come out there with a hairdryer and an extension cord?
Exactly. Give me another extension cord. Come on, you people at the hotel are useless. You know, but yeah, you, what are you going to do? So I was about to. I was thinking, okay, what am I going to do? Well, the first thing I thought, fuck it, just call Uber. You know, I'll be handy. I'll call Uber and come pick me up. But I said, no, I can do this. And then of course, rental cars come with ice scrapers. And I'm sitting here trying to scrape, 4 inches of ice, and I'm like, I might as well be getting
need a pickaxe.
I might as well get flavoring, sell snow cones while I'm at it. Fucking shaving away. I'm sitting there. I'm going to go, I'll just go get hot water from the coffee maker or as you walk in the place. And then something told me, no, I remember it was one of those travel channels. Never do that, dumbass. Yep. So I didn't do that. But what I did do is I turn the car on and put the Foster's
on. The heater on. Mm-hmm.
Of course, using my head.
Heat it up from the inside and slide the whole sheet off.
That's right. It's amazing. I felt so accomplished. You know what I mean? I felt like, oh my God, see? I did this all by myself. I didn't have to call anybody. Honey, I wasn't going to call my wife. My wife's Cambodian. What is she going to do? What the fuck I know about ice? Any rate.
I ain't never seen ice till I come here.
Yeah. See, ice that time I caught you in Miami with that hookup. That wasn't ice.
Yeah, I prefer it hot. Yeah. I like it down here in Florida.
I mean, listen, I've been to California now a few times. Beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to be anywhere, it's warm, but you know, you can walk and get your paper without sweating your balls off. I mean, it gets a few months here in Florida that are unbearable. Like, now is great. Now you're starting to get in the 60s, 70s.
I don't even like that.
Yeah.
I prefer 80. Ugh. I'm an 80s.
Yeah, well, Bay City roller fuck. And I don't know why that was so shady.
I'm probably
Bay
just tempered at it. I haven't had a car in 10 years.
Yeah.
And I work outside, so that's just where I'm comfortable now.
Yeah, well, you're a Florida boy then. Yeah. That's what you're doing. Any rate, so let's talk about this Popeye's chicken thing. Again, I haven't had the sandwich yet. But on my keto diet now, I couldn't eat it anyway.
Take the bread off.
Yeah, but then I'm just going to get, well, I might as well just get Popeye's chicken. You know what I mean? Why would I get the sandwich? You know what I mean? I'm going to get the Popeye sandwich.
Oh, people are getting it for the bread. Is that what you think?
Well, but the whole experience of grabbing it by the hand and then stuffing it in your face, that's got to be part of it.
Did you ever have that, the double down? Where it was two chicken patties with meat and cheese in the middle?
Kentucky Fried Chicken did that, right?
I think it was.
And they had the cheese and the bacon in it. Yeah. It was
Yeah, it was KFC.
It was the same thing. It was a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You messed me up. You said Kentucky Fried Chicken. Nobody calls it that anymore.
Well, fuck. I do.
I think they had to take Kentucky Fried Chicken out of the name because they weren't technically fried chicken anymore.
Well,
there was some lawsuit.
There's two restaurants that I can honestly tell you that no matter when I go. What's up, Peter Kramer? When I go to them, I'll have the rumbles 30 minutes later. One is a restaurant that goes out of Florida, which is great. You don't see many of them, if any, anymore. Fuddruckers. Mm-hmm. Remember the hamburger place, Fuddruckers?
I've heard of it, but I've never been in
all
one.
All kinds of shit. You go to this big old table area where you can put all kinds of stuff, like mushroom, cheese, melt all kinds of shit on your hamburger. I would eat there a half hour later. I'd be running to the bathroom to have the rumbles. And the second one, of course, is KFC, as you put it. I cannot eat KFC chicken.
I'm just reading the sign. What? I didn't put it that way.
What?
I'm just reading the sign.
Well, I'm just saying.
Not like I came up with my own acronym.
Well, you fucking didn't like Kentucky Fried Chicken. But you're right. Listen.
We were talking about the KFC, and you went Kentucky Fried. You went Kentucky, and I was like, wait a minute. Are we talking about two different things?
College basketball? No, I'm just saying. But I did eat that sandwich, and it's disgusting. Because it's Kentucky Fried. It's KFC. So old school. I just can't help it. But I haven't had. Listen, And I'm not the kind of guy when I was, I got to go find a Chick-fil-A. You know, if I pass by one, I went to the mall this weekend. I went shopping. I actually went clothes. I haven't gotten clothes shopping in a while. And I was actually happy because I went from a 42 waist to a 40 waist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I put on the 40 jeans because I've got a couple pairs of jeans. I'm like, oh, my God. I can't believe this shit works.
You're almost out of the 40s. Keep it up.
Stop eating bread. See, that's all I need. If I look at bread now, I'll kick it. I'll just kick it. If I see somebody with a sandwich, I'll smack it out of their hand. Fuck bread. I'm not, you know what I mean? I can't. I mean, in the morning, my wife will give me a piece of wheat. It's got seeds all over it, shit. Bread, and then she put a little butter on it.
That's got a lot of gluten in it. My God.
But then I'll take that, and that's the only thing I'll have with an egg. We'll have an egg. She'll cook an egg, and that's it. That's all I eat in the morning, and I really don't eat at lunch. But,
Hey, like that. 10 years ago, everyone was like, "Oh, you got to get whole wheat; it's way better for you." Now everyone's like, "Oh my God, it's got gluten in it."
Ugh, I don't even care about gluten. I got enough shit with my keto. So, but here's the thing: I don't know if you guys saw this video, but there was a story. The first story was there was two guys, two patrons, waiting in line at the Popeyes, and one ended up stabbing the other one. The kid stabbing the guy over a sandwich because he's what?
I heard that was actually overblown. They weren't stabbing each other over the sandwich. They were stabbing each other over a fight that happened afterwards. Not because of the sandwich. The stabbing happened at the KFC, but it wasn't because of the sandwich.
It wasn't the Popeyes. You just said KFC. It was Popeyes. Can you get KFC off your fucking head?
I'll try.
Jesus Christ. You're like a KFC spy in here, like trying to circumvent the
trying to plug for KFC.
All right. So
every time I say KFC, they give me $10.
Well, I'm going to shut your mic off. Every time you say KFC, I got to fart. But no, there were these guys.
Popeyes.
The idea in Popeyes, they were in line, And then that's where the shit happens. You know, I saw a video of this lady cutting through the drive-thru. And all these people were fucking freaking out. She was like, and scraping the shit out of her car just so she could get through. Like somebody, like she got mad. Somebody, who? It's chicken, man. Listen, I don't get it. Listen, unless I bite this sandwich and I experience the orgasms of five women at once, what I, and I meant, I don't want to be a woman. I meant, like, I had five women. That, I don't care if you guys get me anymore. I really don't.
Yeah, keep digging that hole.
You know what I mean? Listen, I don't care. I really don't care. You get it or you don't get it. That's, you know what I mean? I'm not here for your fucking entertainment. At any rate, so I haven't tried it, but there's only like one Popeyes in the general area where I live because I have money, and I don't know what that means.
We have nice restaurants. Where I live.
We have Chipotle's.
Have you ever been to a Zona Fresca?
I don't know. I may have by mistake. It wasn't like I went. I went.
It's like
to
some
find
high end Mexican place.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I did have one. Yeah, they had one in Miami. I had it. You know, meat's meat, chicken's chicken. Well, I guess I can't say that. But it's the chicken at Popeyes. It's got to be, because first of all, I will honestly say, when it comes to Chick-fil-A, the big difference was the bun, which is buttery in a sense, right? It's got a bun and the pickle, right? No one else put a pickle in a chicken sandwich before that.
I hate that pickle.
You hate the pickle?
Fuck that pickle.
Man, it's like a balance, dude. It's like, you know, the pickle gives it that little, you know, sweet little, and then you got the richness of the breading, which has got salt and their buns are nice. You know what I'm saying? But and so it's delicious. It's crispy. You know what I mean? And you find out, what you end up finding out is the reason why it's nice and crispy, because everybody that works at Chick-fil-A is happy and they're God loving and they, you know what I mean? And
yeah, they're part of a cult.
They're, listen, it's people of faith that share this. You know, so they
best
believe
thing about Chick-fil-A, no gays.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about some gay guy masturbating, you know, into your sandwich, I guess. Listen, and I don't even get it. That's a whole other score.
It's the hate that makes it so good.
The hate. Don't get me into that, because I have a feeling about that. Look, that is, those are the gay community and the religious community are completely different. They're just two different people. And they have to learn that neither one of them, they should go through life knowing that the other side doesn't really care for them. As long as you're tolerant of each other, you shouldn't have to agree with each other.
As long as you're not acting out against each other, people are going to have their own opinions.
Yeah, at least gay people aren't, you know. Now, listen, if you go to a gay baker, I believe this, like what's happened, if you go to a gay baker and you ask them to bake a cake for your gay wedding and they say, I'm sorry, I'd rather not, just find another baker. Now you're just going to get an issue because you feel like you're being discriminated. That's horseshit. You know, and again, I said this before on the story, you know, somebody's, oh, I'm a man of faith. I'm a God-fearing man. But if somebody really believes that, and as long as they're consistent in it, like they don't, like the one particular guy who won the case in the main Supreme Court in Ohio, where it was because he doesn't do Halloween cakes. He doesn't do a lot of different cakes. And that's his, but that's it. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Seriously, it's a free market. The guy has his own policies. Go find somewhere else.
He's losing on the deal,
so it's his loss. There's got to be somebody that's willing to pick up that portion of the demographic and make the money.
Exactly. If a business like me, listen, I say in my financial planning practice, when I work on, you don't see any advertisers by me on Facebook and everything like that, not even my LinkedIn. My LinkedIn's comedy. And this, I had a lady, actually a client, referred one time to me. And she looked me up, and all she found was comic radio. I was like, this guy's a fiduciary? So, you know what I mean? So I work by word of mouth. I work by client referral only. And, you know, and I work with a select group of people. Ooh. Now, if one of those people ends up not fitting my category, then if somebody says, oh, you're probably doing this because I'm a woman or because I had no idea you were gay or a woman. You know, I knew. Obviously, I knew you were a woman. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying.
Like, sometimes people, you can't tell.
People can fit that narrative. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's say somebody came to me in my financial planning practice, right? And they said, and it was a transgender person. You know, and that was great. And I would have no problem working with somebody like that. You know, what the fuck do I care? You know, I'm here to help people financially.
Yeah.
I will not work with somebody for the reason I won't work with somebody is A, because I don't think I can help them. Number one. B, they don't listen, they're not trusting, or C, they don't have enough money. You have a $500,000 number. You got a $500,000, I'll look at it, and you have to have a reason. You have to, you know, you have to have some sort of a discipline. Like, I won't work with people you could tell, like, You had $100,000 in the bank a year ago. What happened to it? Well, my kids, my family. Well, you know, you hear a lot of that shit. Like, well, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You know, that's what a lot of, you'll give it away before. So I will not work with that person. But if that person happened to transgender, had bad credit, all kind of stuff. You know, I'll be in court. They're like, you didn't want to work with this. Well, listen, there's a million other fucking financial planners. You know, why did you have to? She? What the fuck? See, I'm getting. You know, does it matter? I don't care. All I care about is money. The Monet. And you know what? And she spends the Monet. So I don't want to work with the client who spends the Monet. I like the ones who invest the Monet. You know what I mean? It's like having a baseball team where every week you go to practice, two of the fucking players left the team. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to coach a team where the players keep leaving the fucking field. I'm gone. That's it. You know what I mean? I don't want to be a coach. So I would have to fight my way. I'd have to get sued, and I'd have to pay an attorney. I'd have to go through all this shit because somebody had a bug up their ass because they have a narrative that I'm trying to fill.
Yeah, they reduce everything down to the simplest, easiest terms for them to recognize. And a lot of times it's just based on what they think.
Yeah.
It has no basis.
Their projection.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Everyone calling people racist just for like one little like opinion they have, or you're a bigot, a misogynist, a racist, a Nazi. They're just throwing the terms out when they have really no basis for it.
Yeah. It's
disgusting. It's reducing the whole thing to nothing. We're all just saying nothing.
Well, again, all those people should be in a mass shooting. You know, listen, this is the way the tables turn. You know, these are horrible. Mass shootings are horrible things, right? Mm-hmm. But as days go by, I've said this when these things happen, I'm like, I'm not surprised. I cannot believe that people are still surprised that somebody flips out at work or, you know, a disgruntled employee or some of that shit. Because adults act like kids. You know, there's bully adults. There's, you know, there's people that use their power. There's people that enter cliques and talk shit about other people and manipulate and try to do shit against other people. So to know that somebody's going to flip out doesn't surprise me anymore.
That's why so many people like the Joker movie. You could see just one guy getting just picked away at, his sanity just picked away at, and he finally snaps. Everyone's like, I can totally see it.
Hell yeah. Well, that was like the great movie with Mike Douglas when he was falling down.
Yep.
You know, back then, that was before its time.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see it happening. Now, look at this. Look what happened to this guy at Popeye's. So I guess the story was, there was a 55-year-old white woman that went into a Popeyes, and based on the video, based on the evidence upon me, it was more black people in there than white people. I don't know. That's normal. I'm just saying that's the scene.
Okay.
Now it turns out that the woman was charged double for her sandwiches, so instead of being $13, it was $26.
Because she's fat, like she had to buy a second seat on an airplane?
I don't know if that was the case. All I know is that she was upset because she was charged double for her order, okay? So she then argues with them at the management and stuff, and then the guy who took the order gets defensive. The manager's no longer handling it. The guy's trying to defend himself, and he's yelling back at her. And he's like, and it's getting heated, right? And we know when things get heated, people start losing their mind a little bit, and sometimes they lose their temper and their ability to control themselves.
And that's when blenders start to fly.
And that's when blenders, what happened to McDonald's, right? Oh, my, that was great. I still love that video. Boom, she falls on her ass. This fight continues. They tell the lady to leave. Now listen, if I paid $26 at a Popeyes, if they have my money, I don't imagine how she would have given the money, right?
If it was overcharged, she wouldn't have given you the money.
Yeah, don't give me the money. Give me the money. So then she keep the sandwich. Just leave, right? Just fucking leave.
Right.
Walk out. But again, it's the Popeyes sandwich. You got to eat it. I promised people I was going to bring one home. Who knows? So
I stood in line for a half an hour for this.
Right? And in this neighborhood, the ladies, who knows? So, and then supposedly, and I guess it was verified that she used the N-word. Okay. Now, that's uncalled for.
That gets you a body slam.
Well, this is the interesting concept of this. Because what happens is, people say, oh, you hear the crowd say, oh, you don't say that in this neighborhood. And she's leaving, the same employee, the young man, 28-year-old fella, goes out and follows her out. Now, this is a problem. You cannot say in a court of law that you were felt this or
felt threatened,
challenged, or, you know, I felt like you can't say that. When you chase somebody down, you body slam them. She's going to get a lot of money. He's fired, you know. I would imagine if I worked at Popeyes, if I had in the corporate aspect of Popeyes, aside from getting all my good friends free chicken sandwiches, what I would do is I would say, I want the manager, I want everybody who was working there, and I'd fire them all. Done. Clean house. You got to do that. Sorry. That's what I would do.
Manager can't be held responsible for some asshole employee.
Oh, yes, they can. Oh, yes, they can. Because they hire them.
The guy runs out of the store and you can't catch him in time, how is that your fault?
The whole thing, the escalation of the arguing and everything. The manager's got to send him back, and that's it. I don't care. I run a restaurant. The buck stops at me. And this is what I mean by accountability, okay? You have to understand something in life. I'm accountable of everything I do. Mm-hmm. That means the things I control and the things that happen around me, I need to know. That way I can't, you know, if I don't trust one of my friends for some stupid reason or the other, right? And somehow that I let that go and that affects somebody in my family, like, oh, maybe then, you know, them being around, you know, affected, my wife was around and something happened, a theft, you know, I'm just saying it's whatever. Then I'm responsible. I'm not the one who did the thing to my wife that affected my, but I am responsible because I have to be accountable as a human being. If I recognize something, I have to address it. I have to deal with it. I have to make a decision. Do I want to be around this person anymore? Do I want to say, hey, man, listen, we're good friends, but I don't like the way you fucking, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. So I'm accountable. So if you're a manager and this has happened, I'm going to walk in there. You're fired. I'm sorry. You didn't handle the situation properly. You're fired. You're gone. And every other person in the fry line to the person that's fucking sweeping the fucking front, get the fuck out. Go to KFC. Go get a job at KFC. You understand? That's what I'm going to do. That's the way it is.
Those things can escalate so fast. I don't think the manager could have even chased him out.
I want somebody.
He should have never let it got to that level.
That's it. And he should have never been hired.
But as far as the accountability for what the kid ran out of the store
to do, I can assure you that it's not the first instance. Yeah, it's always amazing. There's always amazing about these videos, which you don't understand. When somebody just doesn't erupt one day like that. You know, I've been like, listen, today I was at Wendy's. I got a go wrap, a grilled chicken go wrap, right? And it was $5.11. So I gave the girl a penny and $6. So that's 90 cents back. Mm-hmm. I got 75 cents back. I'm sorry, no, and a quarter and a nickel. 80 cents back. So I go, and mind you, knowing of the Popeye story, this is happening in real time, I thought, holy shit, you know, am
this
I going to...
This is how it starts.
Yeah, somebody's going to come out here and body slam me? Good, I'm gonna pay off my mortgage. So I go, 90 cents, I should have 90 cents. Why am I looking at 80 cents? So I go, excuse me, I need some more change. I think you owe me a dime. I don't want to, it's not a big deal, but she wasn't like attitude about it. She was just, you almost at first, I would, it's 10 cents. Kind of thing, which
it was
I
like,
think is cool.
He's calling me dumb, and he's right. So
well,
fuck this
yeah,
asshole.
Well, you know, part of me was like, I don't give a shit. It's 10 cents. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I thought, no, I want the right fucking change.
It's the principle. You gave her the extra penny to have a certain amount of change back.
Yeah,
and you didn't want any pennies back.
Well, if that's the case, I'd have said keep the fucking change. so she's nice about it. She came back and she gave me the. But I'm just thinking, it's like. That's a simple thing. You know what I mean? That's a fucking simple thing. You know what I mean? So how do I know that this person isn't always doing that, right? Just purposely giving 50 cents, 30 cents, 10 cents. Mm-hmm. By the end of the day, they're pocketing. Now, as a customer, it doesn't affect me. But if somebody says, oh, it doesn't affect you, yes, it does. Because that's why when I used to get 2 go wraps, it used to cost me $4.26. Now it costs me $5.11. You know why? Because people are stealing from fucking Wendy's. Or might be the cost of chicken. I don't know.
Inflation.
Yeah. Speaking of food, the other story that was out in Brooklyn, New York, a Spanish woman was arrested. Well, technically she wasn't arrested. She was taken away and all her shit was taken and she was cited again. But, you know, some liberals and some lady in New York was so concerned because the lady was crying. So in the transit system, in the subways, right, if you're going to sell food, you need a license. Now, let me just, before anybody gives me their immigrant story and, you know, all poor people and shit, if you went to a subway and you ate a churro and this person had no license and for some reason maybe they left the dough out too long or something happened and you fucking got food poisoning and went to the hospital for a month, how would you feel then about the situation of how you deal with order, and you have rules. If somebody's going to be serving food in a subway system to a mass amount of people, right? Why can we at least understand that there's a reason why that you have to have a license to sell food? Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a couple of years ago in Miami, there was a priest who was cooking his own food and getting, you know, volunteers together and feeding the homeless. Got a lot of heat because the city of Miami arrested him because he didn't have a license to distribute food, to have a process, a food product, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Now, that's why they do it. They do it to make sure no one gets sick. There's no recourse. Because if somebody gets sick and dies, you can't sell. You probably could sue the church. That would be good. But you know what I'm saying? So there's a reason why there. You know, because somebody, oh, well, these are nice people. Well, you know, it's like when some people, you know, when things happen with 9/11 or some terrorist act occurs, well, why didn't we know? Why didn't somebody at the flight department in the flight school wonder why they weren't learning how to land a plane?
You know, it was all because of the lady with the churros.
Yeah, it was all her fault. That was the first.
And you had a block down there, somebody giving unlicensed blowjobs.
But you see what I'm saying? It's like you cannot expect safety in your environment if you ignore certain rules. There's a reason why you have to have a license to sell food to the public, especially on a fucking subway. Okay, so that's the first. So now they're videoing the cops, and the lady's crying. Okay, you know, I can picture that, the Spanish lady trying to make a living. I get it, but now she's crying, right? And now the lady who's watching is like, "Oh, how could you do this to her? You should be ashamed of yourself." Turns out the woman has been cited. What I have my notes here. The woman had been cited over, had 10 summons and got sent 10, 15, 12 tickets for serving food without a license in the same subway. Like, people complain. Maybe people who actually make money. Like, think about this other aspect, too. What about the people who have a restaurant or, you know, like this little, like a food court? Like, the guy or the person who spent the money for the hot dog stand, right? Or that's selling legally shit. That's a guy who has accountability, or a person, sorry, I'm being misogynist here. There's a person that has gone through the due diligence and the money and the commitment and did everything they're supposed to fucking do to be able to sell their churros. They can't sell them over here now because this woman said, no, not me. I don't have to listen to the law. They'll cry and the people will feel bad for me. And then my handcuffs hurt my wrist. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? There's a person sitting there who did it the right way. Now she's selling more churros. She doesn't have to pay all that other shit. So she's throwing more fucking sugar on it. You know, she's putting more goodness in it. He can't afford it because he's got to pay the fucking taxes. He's got to deal with all that shit because he's doing it legally. And she's out selling them. Now he's going to bang a stripper and his wife's going to leave him.
Isn't that how it always
ends?
That's
how it always ends in Florida.
Felt like that was a nice segue into legal immigration right there.
I don't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's a reason why there's laws. You have to have laws. End of story. You have to have laws. And if people break the laws, they have to adhere to the penalty of that law. Mm-hmm. Like when people, she was put in handcuffs. You know why she was put in handcuffs? Because this wasn't the first time she's been arrested.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you got to let this lady know how serious you are. Oh, no, we'll come with us again. We just take your cart of shit again. No. But the bleeding liberal will sit there and go, oh, how can you do this? She's just trying to feed her family. Well, what about the fuck over there who's trying to feed his family? She's selling churros for 50 cents cheaper than that fucking guy. Why don't you worry about that? Well, it's a fucking photo moment. You act like you're doing something for the world. You ain't doing shit. There was a story about this, how people do that. They get all like, oh, I feel like I'm doing something for the world by pointing out this incredible misjudgment, you know. Or, you know. Mind your own fucking business.
System of rules makes things more equal for everybody, but
how do we know this woman is not a Spanish witch that she's making all these men impotent that are eating her churros? How do you fucking know? How do you know that? You know what I'm saying? How do you know that she's not putting something in the churros that are making men impotent, right? And she's like, oh, good, I don't like men. She hates men. And she killed her baby boy years ago. That's why she can't legally get a license. How the fuck do you know?
I'd like to thank everybody for showing up for the Get Worked Up with Dougie show.
Yeah. I'm just saying. And, you know, that's why that happens. And I feel bad. Now, if I really cared about this woman, now the woman who supposedly filmed it was going to help her pay for her shit to get her stuff back and everything, get her license. Yeah. You want to be a fucking help? Help her get her license. Yeah. Help her get her fucking license. Help Do everything you fucking need. If you really give a fuck that much and you really want to make sure this doesn't happen again, then really help the person. Do something for that fucking person. Do something for everybody. Just put your fucking phone down. Use your fucking abilities and get it done.
Start a GoFundMe. Get that girl a cart. Get her a license.
Yes.
If she wants to sell her thing, let her do her thing.
And she can sell it. And then, then here's the funny part. You know what happens a year later? Then there's another fucking person selling churros without a license. And that lady, that same lady who was crying, oh, the, I can't go. You know, she's going to fucking stab him with a knife. Oh, how you feel bad for her now? Now she just stabbed somebody because they were selling churros. She was doing the same shit she was doing. She had no fucking empathy for her. Oh, no, you know what? Now I'm going to pay for that lady's medical bills. Yeah, you keep doing that, Susie, fucking nice person.
Where does it end?
Should
make them fight to the death.
Yeah.
One license. One person, two people enter, yeah. One person leaves with
you
the
get
license.
You get one food license. Well, I was going to talk about the idea of haves and have-nots, but I don't want to get, you know, the only thing I want to say about that is, if you haven't been able to tell about me already, I'm always the kind of person, like in comedy, you want to make it big, you got to bust your ass.
Yeah.
Right? You can't sit around and wait for somebody to find you. You can't expect people to help you. You can't expect people to get you gigs. You can't expect all that shit. You got to do it. So that's just the way I've always been. If you want to, this is a country where you come here and you fucking earn your fucking keep. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And again, not everybody's great. Not everybody's going to get up and fucking, you know, and run a marathon. Not everybody's going to do the things that have to be done to be successful. Not everybody's going to do that. But what's happening is those people who aren't willing to do those things are whining like a bunch of fucking bitches and crying now because they're not getting the things that everybody seemed to be enjoying. People don't seem to understand that. You know, my brothers used to say that, you know, after I graduated, I was doing stuff and, you know, they were still shaking. Like, he's lucky. Doug, he's lucky. No, I'm not fucking lucky. I would stay up all night studying. There was shit I had to fucking do that you would never fucking do. How dare you call me lucky?
They don't see the extra effort they put in while they were out partying.
They don't understand it. They don't understand what, you know, usually achievement comes after hard work. And I had this conversation with somebody recently, like, oh, these, what about the people that got their, you know, come from a rich, you know, golden spoon? Well, guess what? We're in a day and age now that the highest, over 80% of the successful people in this world are not, they're self-made. Most of the people now are not, you know, the rich, most of the rich and the generations of the rich end up being fuck-ups because they've been given everything. And in our new society, the people that are rich end up being fucked-ups. They're not doing anything. Most of the successful people you see now are the people that are self-made and have done shit.
People giving Jeff Bezos shit. Wasn't he from like a really poor family?
Yeah, his family's from Cuba, right? Or somewhere like that.
Something like that. He wasn't given a golden spoon in his mouth.
He started Amazon out of his garage with an idea.
Yeah.
And now look where he's at. And, you know, and these people like Warren, Elizabeth Warren, like, oh, we want to, she ain't going nowhere. She'll never be president. I'll tell you people right now, Elizabeth Warren will never be president of the United States, ever. I can assure you of that. The powers that be will never let it happen. She's fucking with people now. She's getting in arguments with people on Wall Street and shit. And she says, oh, take my tax thing. You're a fucking idiot, Elizabeth Warren. She'll never be president.
It doesn't inspire anybody.
There's nothing. The only one. Here's the thing. The only one it inspires are the fucking people that don't do shit. And let me tell you, there is a gap that has been broadening out between, you know, the wealthy and the people that have the haves and the have-nots. It's stretching out. But don't blame the fucking rich. Don't blame the rich for getting richer. Maybe you should start looking at the stupid getting stupider. You know what I'm saying? It's true. You know, as the rich get richer, you know, wealth begets wealth. You know, success, the more successful you're, if I'm doing comedy, I start working, and then other comedy clubs say, oh, the guy's working. Oh, and then somebody asks, well, who have you worked with? Oh, I work with this person. Oh, really? So it just keeps going because you're on a positive track. But the other thing can snowball on the other end, too. You sit back, oh, I've been living with my mom until I'm 40. I'm hoping she dies, you know, so I could take her house and, you know what I mean? The easy out. You know, the people that are always looking, oh, I can't do that. Let me see if something better comes along or something easier I can do. Let me see if there's another way of doing it because I don't want to do that. I have to get it the other way, right? And then you don't. So this shit just keeps slipping. Excuses, right? Excuses. My mother was a great enabler of my brothers when they wouldn't do something. Oh, he's trying. Oh, that doesn't do shit. You know, I'll say this. Like President Obama was great for our time. I didn't vote for the guy, but I took, you know, I think for the way things were, yes, he was good for our time. We were licking our wounds from the financial crisis. We're getting out of a war. You know, the recession happens. Oh, we all need more. This we all need another 26 weeks of fucking unemployment. Yes, let's. You know, I took advantage of the HARP mortgage program. Mm-hmm. Listen, yes, we needed it. We needed an enabler, but that's enough. Time to fucking cut the Band-Aid off and get back to work. So this is the fucking time. You want, don't sit there and complain about the rich. Ask, you know, sit down with somebody who's successful one day and ask them what they do in the morning. Ask them what they do at night. Ask them how many books they read. Ask them how many newspapers they read. Ask them how much they do. Ask them the decisions they've had to make in the last 24 hours. You would be mind-boggled. Your mind would be, if you're sitting on your couch smoking weed right now, you know, living in your parents' basement, if you actually sat down with somebody successful and you said, hey, do you mind if I just ask you or just follow you around for one day? Because I'm really, you know, I want a mentor, but whatever the fuck. See, you're too lazy. You won't even do that. Like, how am I going to do that? See? You want everybody to fucking help you.
I mean, there's plenty of people that have got to where they are because of crony capitalism and just taking advantage of a system that some of us can't even afford to be in. And there's... There's a lot of what you're talking about. And then there's also people that are doing favors for their friends.
Well, but you know what? If you're not in the clique, you know, get in the clique. Or, you know, or become another clique that opposes that clique and takes away from the power from that clique of that peep. You know what I mean? If something exists, it exists because there's nothing around it opposing it well enough, right? For things to take space, for something to happen, something has to be there. And if there's no other force to take it off, that's why it keeps getting bigger or bigger. And that's what's happened in our political election system. You know, you had everything that was happening, and then you had Trump come in. There was a major shift in the political situation and the people that are controlling this world and this country. A big shift occurred, and people are freaking out. So don't fight for it. You know, if your team's fucking losing, your team sucks, get your team to work harder or find another fucking team.
I still think we would have been better off if we hadn't bailed out the banks during the financial crisis.
I don't. I think they backstopped them, and that was the thing. And, you know, most of the company, here's the thing, a lot of companies gave the money back. You know, the FDIC during that whole bailout made tons of millions of dollars for a reason why we could carry low interest rates now. So that's a lot of people that don't know what they don't know. I tell you that's not true. I would tell you that when the shit was going down, I said, look, you want to bail out people? Mm-hmm. Anybody who's upside down in the mortgage, let the federal government write them a check for a $100,000 grant or a $100,000 tax credit, right? And then walk away from your house, do what you need to do, give it to the bank, and they end up doing with it. Now you got $100,000 that you can cash out of your own pocket. Because you got a tax deduction, you got
a tax credit. Did they?
But no, because here's the thing. Because when you put the hands into the hands of the fucking people who don't know what they're fucking doing, in that sense, right? You got to worry. It was never proposed.
Them shouldn't have been in those houses anyway.
A lot of people should have been in houses. And let me ask you this, when it talks about accountability and responsibility. A person like Elizabeth Warren would blame the banks. And I can tell you that the banks, I'll give them 5 to 8%, 10% of the fault. Just like you said, the person who wanted, they're going to pay at the Popeyes twice. If they paid the money and waiting for you to get it back, that's their fucking fault. I sat in the bank in Aventura and Hallandale between 2003 to 2007. And I watched people come in and go, oh, do I have to show income? I want to buy this property, you know? I had one story. There's this woman, she bought 4 condos in the same fucking building in Miami. And then she had the nerve to cry about losing her money. Now, this is a true story. Somebody, the liberal, or I don't want to use it just in a political sense, but the liberal, oh, that poor person, the banks took her money. They should have told her. They shouldn't have gave her that money. They should have let her know. No.
The emotion before logic, people.
That's not the way it works. You go and you say, here's my paperwork. I want a mortgage. I want this mortgage. And the bank gives it to you. There's certain qualifications. Yes, there are certain things. They went with those shitty mortgages, no income verification.
The adjustable
rates. And 90% loan to, you know, you can borrow up to 90% of the account value, which has been inflated 150% in the last 4 years. So it's not a true number. All that stuff existed. But the bottom line is accountability and responsibility. My good buddy Sean Jones tells me that. You know, good comic, Sean Jones, said we sat down, I remember we were in fucking Tulsa at the Looney Bin. We talked about it, those words resonate in my head. Accountability and responsibility. Mm-hmm. You're accountable. You got that fucking, like me, I was accountable. I got one of those same loans, the second mortgage. It ballooned in 2015, but I maneuvered my way through it. Why? Because I'm not a schmuck. Because I have money. Because I have fucking options. Why do I have options? Because I bust my ass. I'm smart. I try to use, and if I'm not smart about something, I try to, you know, get educated on it. Stop your whining and bitching, everybody. Own up to what the fuck you're doing. If you're not in a good place, it's your fucking fault. And if you want to blame somebody else, just, you know what, just fucking just walk up a fucking escalator, a downward escalator, or walk down an upward escalator all day. That's, you know what I mean? It's the same thing. Just fucking keep doing that stupid shit you want to do. I know I need carbs, Joey Gonzalez. I'm fucking dying. That's why I'm, that's why I'm sitting here like this. Well, we might have a little time to do it, but it's that time, everybody.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
It was working well up until that point. My audio. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, everybody, where we talk about things from here and around the world to make fun of it. Thank you, sound effect guy. Well, we know this is part of the... haves, but a gold toilet seat featuring features 4,815 diamonds embedded in the seat. Bet that guy's not a manager at Popeyes.
The pointy end sticking up?
No, it's coated though. They're, yeah. Yeah, they got the best. A Hong Kong jewelry company exhibited an expo in China unveiled a gold toilet with 4,815 diamonds embedded in the seat. The jewelry brand, Chrono Jewelry Brand, owned by Aaron Shum, unveiled the gold toilet on Monday at the second China International Import Expo in Shanghai. Wonder how much this toilet costs.
About as much as one in the Pentagon.
You think? Or a hammer. The toilet is made of mostly of gold, with the seat composed of bulletproof glass. I guess that's important on a toilet.
Yeah.
With 40,815 diamonds embedded in it. A total of 334.68 carats, not cacas. Coroner said the toilet is scheduled to be inspected by the Guinness Book of World Records to determine whether it qualifies as the new record, the most diamonds set in a toilet. It would be the 10th world record for Coroner, with previously captured titles including the most diamonds set in a watch. Well, we all have goals.
No, they make a pill that you can swallow, makes your poop glittery.
Well, that'd be beautiful.
Yeah, that definitely goes well with that toilet.
Yeah, you might as well, right? We could take like
you can shit gold.
We call it the Liberace pill. It makes your shit fucking sequins. Arkansan hunter dies after being attacked by a deer he just shot. This is great. I told you about Ted Nugent being on Nick's show.
Yeah,
and he talked about I knew stuff like you're hunting like an African stuff. Mm-hmm. People get mad when somebody poses with an elephant or some shit, but aren't aware of is that there are towns in Africa that need the balancing
of
the surplus.
Yeah.
And they actually, those hunters pay enormous fees to hunt, which supports the village, which also supports the system when the animal is killed, once it's and the picture's taken, then the meat and everything's used by that community.
Yep, they get the meat.
They get the meat, they get everything. The community where it's killed gets everything.
They don't understand that the numbers have to be kept in check anyway, so they're either going to kill them for free or they're going to have people come over and kill them for money.
This was his point. He said otherwise, the problem we're having is the liberals come and they protect, and now the villages don't collect the money. The poachers then come and go after it, and they wish they get nothing. They get shit. There's no money. There's no hunters. There's no money coming in, and so it's just so, you know. Again, man interfering where they shouldn't. You know, it's like, again, people think they're helping and they're not. You know, there's a reason why these people are in this industry, hunters. But you show a fucking image. We're in a society where an image, oh my God, you know, of a guy standing next to it. Yeah, I love elephants. They're beautiful. My wife, and we have elephant figurines and jade and shit. Mm-hmm. She loves them. They're human. They're smart. Who knows?
Yeah, they're really smart.
But at the same time, they are animals and they're not a shortage of them, what I understand. They're not on the endangered species list. So every once in a while, they said it's like in deer. They said, look, it's deer season. You can go shoot them. Otherwise, they're going to be walking in your neighborhoods.
Yep. And you're going to be hitting them with a car.
Yeah. You're going to hit them with your fucking... You're going to die. Wouldn't that be great karma? Like somebody was like, oh, I can't believe... Like there was a video on Facebook of this guy driving. I guess he was hunting. He had a deer on his car. And these kids were playing hockey in the street. And the young kid was saying, you're a fucking 15-year-old kid. The dad was like, how dare you do this? And like, I'm a hunter, dickhead. You know what the fuck is... But it's just this disconnect with reality that people that, you know, of the generation that just sits there and watches TV and jerks off all day. Well, I like doing part of that.
You're supposed to go to the store and buy it in a plastic wrap.
Yeah, you're supposed to go get it at...
when they spray paint it pink to make it look better.
But Arkansas Hunter dies after being attacked by the deer he shot. In a shocking twist of fate, an experienced Arkansas Hunter was attacked by a deer he had just shot in the woods. The hunter later died after suffering puncture wounds from the deer's antlers.
Arkansonian sounds good.
Do you think the deer can take the hunter's head back and put it up in his...
He should be allowed.
He should.
I mean, it's fair game.
Wouldn't that be funny? Uh-huh. Like, all of a sudden, you're walking through the woods, you see a hunter's face sitting on the fucking side of a tree.
I'm sure you've seen a picture of, like, a hunter strapped to the hood of a car and a deer's in the driver's seat.
Yeah, that's a... The 66-year-old... He's 66, for God's sake, said the 66-year-old Thomas Alexander was hunting in Yellville, Arkansas on Tuesday when he shot a buck using a muzzle loader. That's what I used to call my ex-girlfriend. As he approached the animal, believing it was dead, and then it attacked him. It played possum. The deer played possum.
He was in for the long con.
Yes.
Just drive him in slowly. Bambi finally got revenge, huh?
Fuck yeah. Good for them. California man detained, giving citation for eating a sandwich on the BART track. This was on the news today, by the way. He was on the train station platform, and he was eating a sandwich.
Not a churro?
Not a churro. And he bought it from a place that legally sells it, but there are signs everywhere that says you cannot eat or drink on the platform because maybe shit falls through the platform. And there's got to be a, listen, if there's a rule, I'm sure I don't know if it's a frivolous rule, but maybe.
It seems like one they wouldn't really enforce.
Like a seatbelt, but you know, maybe the what happens is the food hits the ground or the fact that the bums will come. Who knows? Who knows why this rule is there, but it's there. And there's signs everywhere. So, California man was detained by transit police for eating breakfast sandwich on a train platform, a violation of state law that ended with the man being handcuffed and given a citation. Stephen Foster was on the Bay Area Rapid Transit platform near Contra Costa Center heading to work around 8 a.m. on November 4th when the transit officer, identified as D. McCormick, a video posted online, stopped him, telling him he was breaking the law. Now, here's, again, we got much time, but the guy, instead of just saying, oh, okay, you know, first of all, rational man theory.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there eating, and a cop comes up to me and says, excuse me, sir, you're breaking the law by eating that sandwich here. Now, I can either, A, go, oh, fuck, where can I eat? Can I eat it over there?
Mm-hmm.
Cool, I'm sorry, officer, you know.
Put it away for later.
Yeah, fuck it, you know. How important is this to get into a conversation today? Or do I want to be...
A dick.
A dick.
That's usually my go-to.
And play Matlock and say, what the fuck, why can't I eat here? And there's signs there. Well, I don't, and then next thing you know, you're in handcuffs and, you know what I mean? There has to be, like, I get it why people don't like authority and they, you know, they want to challenge it because that seems to be important today. You know, like, instead of just listening to it, whatever.
It's the nitpicking stuff that people hate.
Yeah.
It's like, why you bother me? I'm going to eat this fucking sandwich. I'm on my way to work. Why are you bothering me?
But then, you know, so you would do that? You get slapped around and fucking...
The principle of the thing.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's just like me. It's like, I got... There's so much shit in life that happens to me. There's so much negative... There's so much adversity you're going to deal with in life, right? Every fucking day. It's almost like you have to pick your own battle. You have to pick your battles. Can you imagine you spend all that fucking time and energy to argue over that? Where you all right, fucking, you know, officer, you mind if I just eat the fuck out of it? You know, I'm a fat fuck. I'm done, you know. And then if he arrests me, like, come on, man, you know what I mean? You know, and I spit it out. What are you gonna do? But at the same time, okay, I go through all that energy, then I go home, and now I'm in an argument with my wife over shit. You know what I mean? Then I'm gonna go grab a gun.
Then you're walking around with your briefcase and your Uzi, and you're falling down all over again.
And I'm winning an Academy Award for one of the best TVs. Movies that are out. Anyway, I think we're going to cut it there. That's all we got time for here today. You got to get going, too. You got shit to do.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you guys for joining us here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. All of us on Facebook Live. If you're listening to the podcast, you can always go to our fan page on Facebook where we publish the live so you can see what we look like. Some of us, that's good. Some of us, it isn't. But you can see us look, and you can catch us live on my page, which I'm probably going to start just broadcasting from the fan page or on our Facebook, on our YouTube page, by the way. Anyway, but go to us on Twitter, also Wake Up Dougie Show, and on Instagram, Wake Up Dougie Show. Follow me at Dougie Dangerous. Don't forget, tomorrow, if you guys are in Port Solano, Port St. Lucie, Stewart area, at the Twisted Tuna, I'm going to be hosting our first comedy night there at the Twisted Tuna. I'm going to be hosting Will Rock the House Lewis's featuring, and Frank Del Pizzo is your headliner. It's only $15 at a great restaurant, by the way. Wednesday, I'm going to be at the Off the Hook Comedy Club co-headlining with Zenith Nevers and Naples. And on Friday, I'm going to be at the Verve in Somerville, New Jersey, opening for Bob Levy. Saturday, I'll be at the Dangerfields. You know, Dangerfields. Hey, I get no respect. In New York City, 10:30 show this Saturday. Then I'll be in New York City at the Stand, Greenwich Village, Broadway, a few other places. Go to DougieAlmeida.com. Follow me. More dates will come as we go through the day. How about you?
I got less than an hour. We'll be over at Rockin' the Mic at Rockin' Angels doing the open mic. Next week is going to be a showcase before the open mic. First Friday of the month, we're doing Jesse's again.
Yeah.
Putting a new showcase over there. Tuesday, tomorrow, I'll be at Nippers with Steve Lamb is headlining, Elena, Maritza, Gio.
Zippers over on Boca.
Nippers and Boca.
Paraline Road. Between Glades and Palmetto.
Yeah.
Paraline.
So, near the Bowling Alley.
That's right. Right near the Bowling Alley. So, guys, thanks for checking us out. Other than that, we'll be back. I won't be here next week. Well, no shows next week. I'll probably post some best of. Go to DougieAlmeida.com. Go to WakeUpLateWithDougieShow.podbean.com. And if not, go to our fan page and I'll post some best of episodes. But other than that, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for joining us, Brett. And, guys, we'll see you in a couple weeks right here at the same spot.
Thank you.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beam of light hit the ground. Through the door to the world, come on.